And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. Listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. I'll be here with you for the next hour. I'm going to get things started with a few recordings which are somewhat dedications to Nrsingadev. So in Vedic culture, there's a whole set of deities or avatars which are worshipped in various ways. If one is executing the path of bhakti or bhakti yoga, and then there's many different types of practice that can be done. The first recording which I'm going to play, which is by PFC and Sangit family from the Tantra Lounge release earlier this year, it's a dub of Nrsinga Stuti. One of the verses in Sanskrit reads, Ugro Pranugra Evayam Swabhaktanam Rikeshari Kesharivo Swapotanam and Yesham Ugra Vikramaha. And so the translation of that verse roughly is, although very ferocious, the lioness is very kind to her cubs. Similarly, although very ferocious to those who are inimical or too materialistic, Nrsingadev is very, very soft and kind to those that approach him with love. Later on in the show, we're going to hear some things that are sort of highlighting today, which is today's a full moon, but it's actually specifically what is known as Ras Yatra. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the show. Here is PFC and Sangit family with a dubbed out version of some of the parts of Nrsinga Stuti. And following that, we're going to hear various mixtures of other things related to that, which we'll talk about later as well. I hope you're having a fine afternoon. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And the show is called Mantra. Thank you.
संज्ञितम् अदृणीजायते सद्यो धनं शीघ्रम् अवाप्नुयात्
the 16th year in a row, the Amnesty International Film Festival is bringing a great selection of groundbreaking and award-winning films to Vancouver audiences interested in human rights, social justice, and the state of the environment. Plan now to attend November 17th through 20th at SFU Harbour Centre. The full program to the Amnesty International Film Festival is available at amnestyfilmfest.ca. The Amnesty International Film Festival is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
So the second part of that mix was a recording by Vidyabhushan, Runa Vimochana Stotram. This is kind of like further offerings to Nisringadev. Next I'm going to do kind of a long, about a half an hour mix of different layers and things that will take us almost to the end of the show. Today is what's known as Ras Yatra, so in the Vedic calendar, this is a full moon day, which is closely related to the Krishna avatar. One of the things that it portrays or tries to highlight is the individual nature of everybody and the individual relationship that everybody has with the Supreme. But more than that, the attentive nature that is there. Sometimes it's said that love and true love and attention go hand in hand. If you love somebody, naturally you're attentive towards them, and vice versa. Attention in itself can manifest feelings of love. Part of this mix, you're going to hear excerpts from a book known as the Gopi Gita. Also, some segments by Zakir Hussain that you're listening to right now. Some Aphex Twin will actually be in there also. Ruben Van Rompuy and a few miscellaneous mantras which are appropriate to set the scene for the whole mix. After the fact, I'll try and point out anything that I'm not thinking of right now. And then we'll end the show with a track by Govinda Shakti with his version of Radhika Stava, which we actually played last week, but this is a nice, slightly different twist on the same thing. So we're going to get right into the mix right now. You can give us a call, 604-822-2487. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM.
Brahma Gurur Vishnu Gurudeva Maheshwara Dur Shakshat Pram Brahma Asme Sri Gurve Namah Gurur Brahma Gurur Vishnu Gurudeva Maheshwara Dur Shakshat Pram Brahma Asme Sri Gurve Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurudeva Maheshwara, Gurur Sakshat Pram Brahma, Asme Sri Gurve Namaha. Om, Om, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Thank you.
Thank you. A good magazine article.
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's programming.
In November's issue of Discorder, read up on the features, including interviews with Catherine Calder, Siskiyou, and the fabulous Vacant State. This month's venues column tackles Vancouver's queer hip-hop scene. And you can't miss that cover story on Blackout Beach. So look out for the deep red hue of November 2011's edition of Discorder.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
...2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
We're back here on CITR. You are listening to Mantra. And we're about 15 minutes from the end of the show. In that set of music for the past half an hour, we heard a variety of stuff relating to Ras Yatra, or the performance of Ras Lila, which is part of the Vaishnav calendar. For those that are followers of the path of bhakti or devotion, of the Vedic culture, or the culture of ancient India. And there also there were some mantras that were dedicated to Katyayani, or goddess Katyayani. Katyayani, this is another name for Durga, which is more of a familiar name. The word Durga actually signifies the total material energy. So for those that worship, if one says that they worship the goddess, then in Sanskrit the word for that is Durga. Or actually Katyayani also applies to that also. So around this time, or just after this time, in ancient Indian history, some of the female residents of Vraj, or which is part of India, performed ceremonies in the honor of Goddess Katyayani in order to achieve the perfection of human life. The last track that I'm going to play is somewhat related to that, although the perspective is a little bit different. The song is entitled Gopinath, and it's 8 verses composed in the Bengali language by Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. One of the verses, the fourth verse of this, which you're going to hear actually the whole thing, I think, because although we have only about 10 minutes left of the show, and this recording is a live recording from Belgium from earlier this year, performed by Jack Creaney, who is an up-and-coming, you could say actually well-established kirtan leader. The recording is about 20-something minutes long, but because there will be a fill-in after this show this week, and we may be able to actually squeeze in the whole thing. So the fourth verse reads, Gopinath, Sakala Tomara Maya, Nahi Mama Bala, Kyana Suni Mala, Swadina, Nahi Ekaya. So this roughly translates to, O Gopinath, everything here is your illusory energy. I have no strength or transcendental knowledge, and this body of mine is not independent and free from the control of material nature. So what the poet is describing is that what we experience in this temporary world, the phenomenon of being controlled by the elements of material nature, that is that we can't do whatever we want. We're forced to sleep, we're forced to eat, and ultimately the body gets old and we're forced to leave that behind too. So as the song progresses, the poet describes, or rather is begging for some kind of realization in terms of how to become happy and how to actually discover some aspect of meaning to his life. So the seventh verse of this recording that you're going to hear, the Bengali says, Gopinath tumi kripa parabaya jivara karane asiya prapanche lila koile subhistara. This roughly translates to, Gopinath, you the ocean of mercy, having come into this phenomenal world, you expand your divine pastimes for the sake of those who have forgotten the highest reality. This is an appropriate song to play on this full moon evening of Ras Yatra, which is celebrated in India and actually all over the world these days, as this culture of bhakti is spreading globally and people are becoming interested in different aspects of it, and especially kirtan, which is the performance of group chanting. Sorry, I got a little distracted there. So, yes, it brings us to the end of the show. Last track, Chuck Greeny, with a recording of Gopinath, as recorded in Radadesh in Belgium earlier this year. You can send us email, mantraradioshow@gmail.com. Also, on Facebook, you can search for Mantra Radio. And some archives are there, also on SoundCloud. And on the CITR website, you can go to check out everything about CITR and Discorder Magazine, and also podcasts for all the shows can be found on there. I'll be back next week for another installment of Mantra. My name is Raghunath. I hope you have an excellent time until then. Take care of yourselves. Namaste.
saying surely only the rich would live and poor would die. So when I say the
love
to make a quick announcement. That's this Friday, it'll be tomorrow, this is the 11th of the 11th of the 11th. Our friend Sandra is doing a installment of Give Peace a Chant as a special thing, an all day long chant from 10:30 in the morning until the evening, I believe, at St. Paul's Labyrinth, 1130 Jervis Street at Davie, and this is in the West End in downtown Vancouver. 11 a.m. they're going to have a 2-minute silence and then chanting kirtan for the rest of the daytime. Also, I should mention that on Saturday night at Unity Yoga, there will be another kirtan entitled Enchant, and that's Unity at 10th and Commercial Drive, and that starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. That's also a drop-in by donation event. There's two opportunities to go and get yourself involved in a bit of real-life kirtan. Anyway, enjoy the rest of this track, Jacquini with Gopinath. See you next week.
Lila koile suvistara.